The Tasmanian racing calendar is out for the new season 2021-22. Devonport Racing Club's been allocated 18 race dates. The chairman of the Devonport Racing Club is Barry Milton, who joins you now. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Martin.
I guess I should ask, first of all, if you're happy with the calendar. I know it's a bit of a delicate balancing act for Tas Racing to please all the clubs, but 18 meetings, which is around about what you normally get.
Yeah, that's pretty standard for us. Yeah, we get most of the winter racing, and we've got about seven in a row coming up, so that keeps us busy this time of year.
Well, thank goodness we've got an all-weather track. If we didn't have that, we'd be in all sorts of trouble.
Oh, for sure. With the amount of rain we've had in Tasmania in July, yeah, it's been extraordinary.
And how is the Devonport synthetic surface holding up? I know there was a meeting there last Sunday, and it's never been much of a problem since they put it down, has it?
No, it really operates well in those conditions, in wet and cold conditions. That's when it's at its best, so it's a pretty extraordinary sort of surface.
Okay, now looking at the calendar coming up, the Devonport Cup, which of course is the main event on the program for everyone, it's on January the 5th. I know you were keen to have it in the second week of January rather than the first week, but didn't have any luck there.
No, we've been pushing to get it into the second Wednesday in January for several years, and we thought we had it this year, but it got pushed back to the 5th, which doesn't give us a lot of opportunity to sort of set everything up with the Monday before the Cup being a holiday in lieu of
New Year's Day.
First.
So is it because it's a public holiday or a half public holiday? Is that the issue? Is there some role that the Devonport City Council could probably play in helping you to get it changed?
Yeah, look, we've approached several people, council included, and to get it changed from that half-day gazetted holiday, which fluctuates between the 5th and the 12th of January, for some strange reason, it's not a set date. So we end up, you know, with a first Wednesday of the month or the second. The following 2 years, it's the second Wednesday, which, you know, gives us plenty of opportunity to get all our equipment on site. But, yeah, something we're going to have to lobby hard to try and get changed. But to get it changed, the gazetted one, it has to go through Parliament, and that's a pretty long-winded process.
Isn't anything to do with Parliament? I'm guessing, well, the next 2 years you'll be okay, so you've got a couple of years to work on it. Hopefully you can get it permanent change to that sort of date. The traditional lead-up events to it are, of course, the Golden Mile and the Sheffield Cup and the Longford Cup, of course, on New Year's Day. The winner of that goes straight into the Devonport Cup as well. They've changed a little bit too. The Golden Mile is going to be run a fair bit earlier this year.
Yeah, look, we're struggling with the allocation dates for that month, December. There's actually seven race meetings across Tasmania in that month, and trying to program all the lead-up races to all the major cups in January, February, it became a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. But yeah, we're happy with the Gold Mile being on the Friday and being a twilight meeting, and also the Sheffield Cup, which is on Wednesday the 22nd. That'll be a twilight, but yeah, it's just a compact month, that one, and so is January.
Yep, so the Golden Mile's on the 3rd of December, which is normally a couple of weeks later than that, and the Sheffield Cup, I think in the past it's been on Boxing Day and times like that as well, so it's a bit earlier as well on December the 22nd.
Yeah, last year we had it, I think it was a Sunday event before Christmas, but this year it's we've struck the Wednesday time slot, so we'll have to promote that and make the most of it.
Well, I'm here to help. The twilight meetings have been pretty successful though in the past, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they're great for after work, people getting out there, you know, from 3 o'clock onwards to about 7 p.m. of an evening, and with the daylight saving, it's really a nice time slot, and we generally get good fields in that. Those races.
All right, looking forward to a fantastic season ahead. Barry, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
No worries, Martin. Thank you.